Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today, and it is our prayer that today's show is informative, inspiring, and brings glory to our Lord. I'm Hans, and I am seated next to my beautiful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. And we have a great show today, and we are so happy that you are joining us.
Oh, whoa. What happened there?
I don't know. Our producer's saying, just go on.
Just go on. Be professionals.
Okay. That's going to be really hard. Well, we are experiencing some crazy weather.
Yeah, we're trying to decide if this is the characteristic fall spring or actual spring.
I know, because the forecast is saying 70s next week as well. And we are sitting, if you're listening to this and it's a podcast for you, it's what, February 3rd, 4th? It's 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having delicious weather.
Delicious really? I didn't know that could be ascribed to weather.
Yes. Huh. The daffodils are blooming. The red buds are blooming.
Yes,
everything's very confused.
Mm-hmm.
It's
delicious.
It's delicious.
What the?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it's delicious.
Magical.
So if you are here in Greater Atlanta, I hope that you are out enjoying this weather. We are podcasted as well, so you can always check us out and listen to this broadcast if you're missing it at, I'm going to think about that for a second.
It'll be on our website.
If they're listening to this, then they're not missing it, right?
Oh, boy, do we have to go back to that movie quote?
I know.
Is that You've Got Mail?
You've Got Mail, exactly. So,
oh, boy.
You can visit us and listen to any of our former broadcast, and everything's podcasted at seniorprovisions.com.
You got it.
I got it. Finally. You know what else we have?
Please tell us.
We have a great health expo coming up at the end of this month, the last Monday of the month, February 24th, which is my mom's birthday. So it's a special day. We are going to do a health expo, Mom, in your honor.
Yeah, I think it's specifically her honor.
Except she lives in St. Louis, and this is going to be in Snellville, Georgia, at Snellville First Baptist from 11 to 1. We have great vendors coming out to talk about all things retirement, aging, healthy living, and just a great event coming up. It's our second annual.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in being a vendor, if you're interested in participation, please reach out to us at 888-979-8783. And Laura will give you some more information about it. And you need to RSVP to get your free lunch.
Exactly.
And they have delicious food there. It'll be a hot meal. It's going to be so good.
We also want to take this time to thank the American Parkinson's Association Georgia chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner with resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. And if you specifically need help with a loved one that was recently received a diagnosis or care at home has become too difficult, please give us a call at, again, at 888-979-8783.
And now for our famous our famous caregiver spotlight question. And that comes to us from a caregiver asking, they need some extra support, emotional and spiritual, to deal with the stress and the challenging of caring for a parent. I want to tell you, it's kind of a general person, but we get this call almost every day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. And we are always directing people to additional support for them as a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're actually going to be talking a lot about caring for the caregiver. We'll talk more about that. But just in general, everyone thinks, oh, a support group sounds like a great plan. It sounds really great, but it can be a little daunting when you are right in the middle of the storm to try to find where your help is. Mm-hmm. So we thought we would just kind of offer up some advice on how to find a great support group.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. So first of all,
I was going to say, first of all, local churches in your area often have support groups, and they will have a community registry on their website, or you can go visit them personally and ask them if they have one. And they're usually scheduled monthly. They'll be the first Tuesday of the month in the afternoon, or something along those lines. But, you know, a good local church will have a caregiver support group.
There's a great Lutheran church out in Duluth. They literally have a support group every week.
Wow.
And they did that very intentionally. And they have people at each of those support groups, not the same people, sometimes the same person every week. But they do it because they know and identify that one week may not work.
There are good weeks and there are bad weeks.
That's right. And there's some on Saturdays. There's some in the evening. There's some during the day, during the week. So you just kind of have to do a little search from local churches. Also, contacting organizations. So if your loved one has suffered a stroke, reach out to the Stroke Association. If your loved one has
Parkinson's,
Alzheimer's, reach out to those associations. They have full list. In fact, some of our support groups are actually listed with them, and we often go and speak at their support groups. A great resource is to speak to your doctor's office.
Now, definitely.
The doctor coming in may or may not be aware of what local support groups there are, but the lady sitting at the front desk, here's a little hint. She pretty much knows everything. Or she knows someone who knows something.
Yeah.
So I would absolutely check with your doctor's office. There very well may be a support group flyer. I know we have them at some of the doctor's offices. Our support groups are advertised at the hospitals. And so hospitals, doctor's offices, and then actually even the assisted livings and memory care that are around you. Almost all of them have some kind of support group. And you don't necessarily have to have your loved one living there. They can be living at home.
Right. Another one is senior centers. If your community has a senior center, that's a great place to go. They'll have that wall of rack cards and calendar of events. And you will see there, too, that if they have a community outreach to service caregivers.
Now, support groups can vary. I'm going to make a couple of recommendations. There's some that are focused on disease, and so they may be very specific to a particular disease process, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, stroke, ALS, or they may be focused more on a spiritual focus, particularly the ones I know that we host that are in a faith community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of spiritual support, and so you've got to find, here's what I'm going to recommend. Is just go visit a few of them. They all have a little bit of their own personality, their own kind of mix of people. I like support groups that have some folks that are a little further down the road for caregiving and some that are just beginning, because both of you can benefit from all of those perspectives. And usually they're a seasonal thing. I ran into a gentleman who had been at a support group of ours for years and years, hadn't seen him in months and months. And his wife had Alzheimer's, and she ended up passing on, and he came for several more months. He was a great support to some families going through that journey. And I ran into him and hugged him, and he seemed real embarrassed. And then he introduced me to his new friend. And he said, I've kind of moved on and you know, so grateful for that time. And I was so happy for him that, you know, he...
Well, it brings up another subject, too, since we have a little bit of time, is grief share. And and so on the other side of that caregiving rainbow, there's the time afterwards that you have all these emotions and feelings of loss, and your day is completely changed from the rhythm of caregiving, and now your loved one has passed on, and now what do I do? And it's a great opportunity to go seek support in a communal setting of a grief share program.
Yes, absolutely. And griefshare.org, you can find one locally to you. You just plug in your zip code and they're out there, and call. Leave a message with the person running it and they'll tell you all about it. They usually run in about 6 to 8 week cycles. It's a program you go through. Well, we have a great show today. We are so glad you're joining us. We have a special guest who will be joining us, Pastor Terry Henkel with Alpharetta First United Methodist. She will be sharing about the caregiving ministry that they have at their faith community. She's also going to be talking about the Caring for the Caregiver conferences offered this year. One is coming up this Saturday, which I'll be speaking at. So excited. And so I hope you can stay with us. We've got a lot to share.
Smattering of applause.
Oh, yes. I love that applause.
Signing autographs.
That's
and
right.
Such.
Well, stay with us when we come back. We're going to be joined by a special guest.
There are places I remember.
I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition, and now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson's Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia or call 404-325-2020.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today, and we are excited to invite Pastor Terry Henkel, Congregational Care Minister for Alpharetta First Baptist UMC.
No.
I'm Alpharetta First Baptist. What did I do?
Oh,
Alpharetta,
my goodness.
Alpharetta First United Methodist Church. Forgive me. She has been serving there for almost 4 years, and last year God gave her a vision for caregiving.
For a caregiving ministry.
Yeah. What? Why can't I read today?
I don't know. You
I cannot read.
It?
No. Well, after that horribly stilted introduction, Pastor Terry, thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I've been looking forward to it.
Wow. Was that horrific?
No. Well, here's the thing, because, you know, we attend a Baptist church. I think.
Yeah. Well, I see first and then I just go right on to Baptist. And
well, you know,
I'm so
there
sorry.
You go. What can you say? You're faithful and loyal.
I make a joke all the time, Pastor Terry. We are not native to the Baptist faith denomination, and we are also not native to Georgia. And I always make the joke that when we moved down from Missouri, they stop you at the border and you can be Baptist or you can be Methodist. And you're gonna and either one is great, but only those two.
So we failed you at the border, is what you're saying.
Your border representation wasn't quite as strong, I guess, as the Baptist.
Obviously not.
That's awesome. You weren't there. That's why. Well,
that's what it was.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so we're going to just start by, you we know you, we love you, but we would love our listeners to get to know you a little bit. So tell our listeners just about yourself, about the faith community that you serve at Alpharetta United Methodist.
Well, I'm just delighted to get to spend this time with you guys. I am the associate pastor here at Alpharetta Methodist, and my purview is congregational care. And so that is my focus, looking after people as they age, but also looking after people, who are struggling with whatever the ails of life can be, as well as some other things that I do here at the church. And so it has just been a joy to get to know this church over the past few years. It's an incredible just body of believers. I love my church, and I love the people. And so serving them is just, it's a great blessing.
Mm. I've been a part of some of the events there, and you have, of course, next to our body of believers, you've got, I don't know.
We might debate this.
Maybe just bring them all together. But you have just from the moment you walk in your doors, people are so just welcoming, mm-hmm. and everyone pitches in, and everyone's there to support each other. And that's the best blessing I think that anyone in ministry can have, is those co-laborers, those people that, God grants the vision, and then he brings the co-laborers to help that vision come to be, because, the events that you all do and the programs and services and resources you offer, there's no way you could do it alone. And so it's amazing to see God's faithfulness. What has been your personal experience? Have you had a personal experience with caregiving in senior care?
I think for me, there have been so many, but one of the ones that are just really near and dear to my heart right now is that as we launched this new ministry, from the very first Sunday that I stood up and announced what I was working on, the number of people who stopped me after services, during the week, called me, emailed me, and they just all had a story to tell. Mm-hmm. But one of the common things I heard from them is, it's so wonderful to know that you see me.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love that.
And that was what one person I remember giving that exact voice to, it is saying, I feel like my church sees me.
Wow.
And that that was just such a moment of, you have those sacred moments where you're like, okay, I'm holding on to this moment.
Right.
And it was one of those moments where I'm like, Lord, just help me to hear you, mm-hmm. and help me to keep my feet to where you're sending. Because that's pretty special, is when somebody who's feeling invisible begins to say, hey, my church, I'm not invisible.
Yeah.
And that can even just be the little thing that spurs them to know that they are never invisible to God. God sees them and sees their struggle and sees the hardship and the pain, and that he just kind of quickens the spirit of his servants to say, hey, I see you.
Right.
I see what you're going through.
And too, and we see it all the time. It's like, it's that season, it's that spirit where, we all talk about church face and, how we come into church and we kind of put on the smile. But I think it's even more of a challenge for those that are dealing with caregiving, because it's such a thing wrapped up in dignity and care and love and exhaustion and anxiety and worry, that all of these things kind of culminate in a atmosphere that you just want to like set aside, put behind you and go kind of quote unquote do church.
Right.
And it's so, that's what I think is so powerful, that you bring this to your church and you bring it out in the open and you tell people that, you are cared for, we're here to nurture you. We see, We understand, and we're here to help.
It's really been pretty amazing. It really has. The response to it has been more than anything I could have expected. We had put together, and I know we'll probably talk about where the vision came from and everything, but to kind of go out of sequence a little bit, this idea of ministry, you know, was something that I was really praying about and thinking about and everything, I put together a team. And so we started working with the team and everything like that. And as we were getting ready for our first conference, I asked them, okay, guys, so what number would make you feel of people that attend the conference? What number is it would make you feel like, okay, all of this work and all of this effort, you know, that there's fruit for it?
Right.
And so I said, so we have something to measure and gauge on how our fruitfulness is. What would that number be? So they talked about it. They darted some numbers around having this be the very first time and no idea what kind of response we were going to get. And I said, well, yeah, I don't know, maybe about 40. And then as registration opened and everything, we ended up with just under 90.
Wow.
And so they were like, okay, we did hear God.
Exactly. Loud and clear.
Yep.
Overflowing.
But it was something they could look at and go, okay, we weren't sure how this was going to go, but this went better than we ever could have imagined.
Mm.
We find too, Pastor, that there is a hunger. There is such a need. And most often, everything's kind of word of mouth. And,
yes.
You know, churches are typically not known for their big marketing strategies. I mean, if they are, it's, you know, maybe in different areas. And so you all have accessed, you know, different partners. Senior Provisions is one of them. Mm-hmm. You've teamed up with the Due West Church as well. You kind of get the word out, and it's just a beautiful thing because that, you know, you've done some advertising, but you don't do a ton of advertising of this. It's just God is getting the word out to the people that need to come and need to hear. So tell us, most ministries have a scripture that's kind of a backbone, or personally, has there been some of God's word that you're standing on as this vision's coming, you know, true?
Well, you know, I mean, just the whole canon. I mean, you go from Genesis to Revelation, and there's just so much within there where you're seeing where God is calling us to love Him and love one another. And so, of course, that frames everything. But in thinking even more on it, just one of the things that really resonated with me is in Matthew, the story of the sheep and the goats.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus starts talking about when the Son of Man comes in all of His glory, you know, and how He will separate the sheep from the goats. And then He goes on and He starts talking about that the King will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance. The kingdom is prepared for you since creation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave Me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited Me in. I needed clothes and you clothed Me. I was sick and you looked after Me. I was in prison and you came to visit Me. And then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? And the king replies, truly, I tell you, whenever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of Mine, you did it for Me. Mm-hmm. And so to me, when I think of that, you know, somebody in that age and stage in life, they really can become to feel like the least of these. Mm-hmm. In a world that's so busy and so, so, so loud, you know, they just feel like the world is rushing right past them. Mm-hmm. And they can't keep up. And they can feel invisible and very much like the least. And so the opportunity to say, you're not the least, you know, you're not unseen. You are incredibly valuable.
What a vision.
It's just been wonderful.
That's awesome. What a vision. We're going to break here and take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Pastor Terry. And we're going to explore more about some of those challenges that these caregivers are facing. and how your Caring for the Caregiver conference is addressing those very specific issues. It's a challenging task that folks are taking on, but we've got resources for you. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby. You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are having a fantastic conversation with Associate Pastor Terry Henkel from Alpharetta First United Methodist Church.
Yes.
Alpharetta First United Methodist Church. So she, one of her passions is to be a congregational care minister, to form a congregational, I cannot talk today.
That's okay.
I do not know what's going
on. And I just said, Pastor, before we started the show, I said, you know, my spirit's a little low today. You're going to have to carry the show.
both our spirits are a little low, and I think you're hearing the impact more on me. But we wanted to get to talking about the vision that you had and what framed it and what were the biggest concerns that you saw needed to be addressed with caregivers.
The vision really came from attending a conference at Due West that Sheila Welch had really spearheaded, and it was Caring for Caregivers. I think that now the name of it is Living with Dementia or Loving Through Dementia. It's altered a little bit over the years. But spending time with her, I attended several of her conferences, and every time I was there, I just felt like I was sitting at the feet of just such an inspired person who had sensed this ministry through her own life of caring for several family members and then bringing those experiences back to the church and seeing how many people she was able to just help and just offer that, you know, proverbial glass of water to somebody who was thirsty. Mm-hmm. And so spending that time with her just was, you know, so heavy in my heart that we needed something like that at Alpharetta, because I knew so many of the people in our church. And I knew we had a sizable population of people who were providing care, you know, for a loved one, for an aging parent, for a sibling. And so, you know, just during the course of life, we would share stories, and I knew how much of a struggle it was. I knew, you know, how many times our conversations would just be loaded with the guilt they were feeling,
right.
that they never had enough to give, that they weren't sure if they were doing the right thing, a sense of just being overwhelmed because they didn't even know what questions to begin asking doctors. Or a lawyer or any of the professionals that you really need on your team to help your loved one navigate through such a difficult season in life where they can be their most vulnerable.
Well, I was on the phone call this morning as we were coming into the studio, and I was talking to a daughter, and she got a little bit of information from a salesperson, a little bit of information from the social worker, and she was very much confused about
yes.
Medicaid and Medicare and levels of care. And so I said, okay, get out a piece of paper. I'm going to give you my just quick overview. Here are the levels of care. Who pays for what? When is this the right time? And I just helped her get all of that organized. You know, because people will enter into the conversation and say, oh, well, I heard that, you know, and dad should qualify for Medicaid. Well, he might qualify for Medicaid, but not every community and facility accepts Medicaid. So that's a whole nother, you know, there's all these different components, and it's just, you know, on top of lack of sleep, exhaustion, all the family dynamics going on, worries about money, worries about, you know, all those things that you were saying. Am I doing this right? What's around the corner? You know, one of the sweetest conversations I've ever had with a son, and he almost whispered it to me. He said, you know, my mom was diagnosed about 6 years ago. how long do you think she has? And it was just like he didn't want his wife to hear. He didn't want anyone else to hear. But it was just driving him nuts. Like, I need to kind of know when this, there may be an end to this. That's a tough question. That's a tough question to get.
And of the whole list you just gave, add on to that list and work a full-time job.
Right. And raise your own family.
And for many people, raise kids.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the other things that are a part of adult life, you then put that on top of it all, and you find that the caregivers, they are beyond exhausted, beyond stressed, and giving everything they have to give and always feeling at the end of the day, but I've not given enough.
Yeah.
I've shortchanged this one or this one or this one. I don't remember the exact statistic, but I remember during one of Sheila's conferences, them talking about a large percentage of families that crack under the pressure of this.
Right. Well, and I think you also hit on the nose of it too, because it is what it is. It is often a thankless task. You know, there's not that feedback. There's the guilt of receiving all of this care that the care receiver has. So the dynamic is really challenging, and you rarely get left with like, oh, you know, that was the perfect thing to do at this time. And, you know, I sense this appreciation, this enjoyment of it. It's often just doing those tasks that need to be done. And there's the shame and embarrassment and loss of dignity that all comes with it, even though it's wrapped up in love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for us, you know, it came the vision of how do we reach out to the people who are offering the care? They're doing all these things for their loved one. If we can take care of them, they are better equipped to take care of their loved one. Very much like when you go on a plane and they say, put the mask on your face first.
Right.
Because as you care for yourself, that's not selfish. That's not anything of the like. As you take care of yourself, you are better prepared to then step back into whatever your situation is and care for your loved one.
Exactly.
I had a family who we were touring in memory care, and mother was 95, advanced dementia. And, you know, daughter had made one of those statements at some point, I will never move you into a facility. So she was caring for her at home. Mom was up at night. You know, 95, you know, that's a very fragile age. And so husband and wife are standing literally in this room placing furniture. And she had made the decision she was going to move her mom into memory care, still be very involved, still the caregiver, but relinquish some of those tasks and responsibilities. And she just froze and just started crying. And I still remember her husband turned around and he said, okay, either your mom's moving in here or I'm moving in here. And I went, you know what? I'm going to just give you a minute. Okay. I'm just going to step out.
Yeah.
And because it is overwhelming and it's heart wrenching. And I try never to second guess what caregivers' decisions are, but I give them permission. And I know you all do as well, to be number one, be wrong. It's okay to be wrong. And when you know wrong or you know better, do better. And also you have permission to change your mind. So if you thought you could do this and then you realize that it's like trying to fly and you step off the branch and you're like, oh, maybe I can't do this. It's okay. And having a place where there's resources and empathy, and it's okay to just kind of lay it out there.
Well, and it's also framing the promise, because I mean, this is the conversation we have with, let's say, 85-90% of the families that we help. I mean, it's the promise that all children, adult children, have made to their parents. And I think it's the way in which it was framed that it was tied directly and irrevocably from being in their home. And it's like, well, let's talk about, let's have you receive the best possible care at home for as long as that makes sense. And then if that care is no longer the best possible care, then we look into a facility. There you will be loved and cared for, and I will be there. And, you know, I think it's just the framing of the problem that often gets people in this position of guilt and difficulty.
Absolutely. And also just the day-to-day decisions, you know, absolutely. And it's just, most of the time people are doing their absolute level best.
Well, let's talk about, as we're coming up on break here, how can folks reach you? What is the best way to reach you and find out more about the caregiving conferences?
Anytime they want to reach me, going to our website is a great way. They can reach out to our website, Alpharetta First United Methodist. The Caregivers Conference is on there. My contact information is on there. And so that would just be one of the easiest ways for anybody who wanted to reach out to reach out.
Wonderful. So we share a passion as well with you, and that is that we want to equip, we want to provide resources, but ultimately we want to point folks and caregivers to Christ. What are some of your final thoughts, Pastor, about that?
I would say that as we're caring for somebody in their most vulnerable, difficult times, it's when we are being salt and light. It is when sometimes somebody is experiencing the love and the compassion and the care that we're giving them, and that's just Jesus caring for them.
Mm.
You know, he's just doing it through us sometimes, and that's an honor and privilege.
Mm.
But the more we're able to be that, sometimes that helps people draw closer, because that prayer that they prayed in the middle of the night, Lord, help me.
Right.
I'm drowning here. I don't know what to do. Is then sometimes answered by the body of Christ being present and saying, here, let me help you today.
And to be used by the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for being on today. And we will make sure that everyone gets connected to your website. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our show with some great way to beat some of the winter blues, even though we're not really having winter yet. But we have the false spring going on, but soon we'll be back into dreary and cold. And we're going to tell you how to get through that season. You don't want to miss it. Grab your pen and paper.
Well, it's not always raining. There'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. When everything falls into place, like the flick of a switch. Oh, my mama told me.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Welcome back to The Harvest. What an amazing guest. I am so glad that she was able to join us, and it was inspiring to hear her talk about the service that she feels called to do and the ways in which it's reaching our community.
And just to clarify, the caregiving conference will be this Saturday. If you're listening and it's Saturday, it's going on. But it's going to be also another one coming up probably in the fall. So go to alpharettaumc.org and just make that a favorite and check in with them. And also look at their Facebook page as well. We're going to put that information up on Facebook. And you can always call us, and we know how to reach Pastor Hinkle. She's one text away.
All right. So we are talking about, it seemed like such a great idea in show prep, but we're talking about Old Man Winter, even though Old Man Winter isn't exactly here in the Atlanta area. And I know that there are people podcasting around the country that are in Old Man Winter's township. So we're going to talk about powerful things to do to get through the winter blues. So the days are short. Colds are all around you, people with colds. Holidays are over, so you're kind of in that shadow of all this joy and cheer and family time, and you're stuck inside.
It's rainy. It's cold. It's dreary. When I wrote this...
Yeah, it was prose. I mean, I, Is this Thoreau? Is this...
It is. So what can we do to beat those winter blues? And we used to live, just to share with our listeners, we used to live up in Illinois. And when Hans was attending graduate school, and I was a road warrior salesperson out there, and we had some tough winters.
Yeah.
And we suffered from SAD, seasonal
affective disorder. I can say that. I can't say Alpharetta First United Methodist Church, but I can say...
Well, you just said it. And we St. John's Wort was like starting to become really popular.
The big thing.
Yep. And so, you know, we started taking that. And within a day, I said, boy, this is really working. And you're like, honey, I don't think it works that quick.
No.
But it was the placebo effect.
Yes. Psychosomatic. Yes.
So some of the things that we did when we were kind of stuck inside and not really able to, well, we didn't have any money either. So, but we would do things. We would go to, they had these big hardware craft stores, and we would look around and find, some kind of, I think I made, you crafted some potting flower pot boxes, or your dad did.
Crafted? Can we?
Crafted.
I did not craft them.
Yeah.
I designed and constructed them.
Yes. This is a good time of the year to take up a new craft or a new skill. Pick a topic that interests you. And, you know, if you're looking on Facebook and you're seeing a bunch of people traveling to some warm tropical environments, pick one of those tropical environments and look at pictures. Maybe make some food that goes along with that location. Maybe Italy. And transport yourself mentally, emotionally.
Create a staycation.
That's great.
Yeah, this is a great time. I mean, you know, just all those things, you know, and maybe it's tied into what you asked for Christmas or receive from Christmas. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, receive that new thing. Like, you know, I thought you were interested in getting into this hobby. Here's, you know, a guitar.
A ukulele.
And, you know, go ahead and start lessons and start picking it up and kind of create a schedule that you're learning and practicing and developing that skill.
Now, a great thing to beat the blues is to volunteer.
Mm.
The busyness, the cooking, the gift wrapping, all of the church programs are now behind you, and you have some extra time. And so reaching out to an organization and asking how you can help, or maybe entering into a ministry at church that God is just every week, they're making the announcement that they need help with, you know, a clothing ministry or a children's ministry. This week, make that about you. It's God's calling you to volunteer.
Right. I mean, our church has an organization of deacons. Various churches handle that kind of different ways. But, you know, there's, I think, 8 different categories in which deacons kind of focus their efforts on. Well, it ends up being 1 or 2 deacons, and then there's the people that they need to help facilitate and make that service spread out through all the congregation.
Get yourself moving.
Whoa.
Get yourself moving. So that may mean a exercise video right there in your own living room, maybe going to a gym, going to the YMCA. It's fun to stay. Really, just going to the mall, walking around, flu season as well, so you kind of have to be careful about germs and things like that. But if you're walking in the mall, you're kind of out in the open, you can really do several laps. My grandparents used to walk in the mall all the time, well into their 90s. It's a great way, especially they live up north, and it's cold and icy, and that's a safe place to walk.
Amen to that. Okay, you wrote it down. I don't know how well this is going to go over. Organize your closets.
And... or redecorate a room.
Wow. Wow, I guess we had a winner.
No,
I'm with you, because we actually accidentally kind of stumbled into this, and it's for me, it's like a weird aspect of my personality I forget exists, but once I kind of get started with an endeavor to clean, organize, all of a sudden it's just branched off into everything. Like, I want to get through the drawers and get those organized, get through the closet.
Yep. So. Well, and people are taking down decorations from the holidays. And so, kind of redecorating a room is a great way to kind of beat those blues. Also, plan your trip for the year. If you've got a beach trip in mind, if you've got maybe some graduation trips coming up, go ahead a couple of weekends away and start planning out those destinations. For me personally, having a date on a calendar to work towards just mentally helps me get through some of those days that seem endless and dark.
Amen to that. And also, if it's, you know, intergenerational and you're trying to get a whole group of your family together, obviously that takes a lot more kind of calendar organization and overlaying, and there's just a lot more effort. So the sooner you do that, the better off you are in creating that experience.
I'm going to combine a couple here. Listen to music and enjoy some aromatherapy all at the same time. That's great to lift your spirit.
In the hot goat yoga?
No, not hot goat yoga. But you can be listening to music, enjoying aromatherapy, and finding a sunny location and sitting in the sun, worshiping the Lord. And that, there's nothing better to lift your spirit and your mood than bringing God into your day, and he wants to be a part of your life.
Well, I'm going to fit this one last one in. Okay. Write letters to your loved ones and tell them how much they mean to you.
I think that's great.
Thank you.
Well, Isaiah 55:10 says to us, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it will yield seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So these seasons are necessary. They are part of God's plan. Make the most of them and know that you might be planting seeds one day to sow them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like
to
that.
Reap them. So
reap,
to reap.
Sow, enjoy, ingest.
Well, if you have any questions about senior care, you would like to submit your question for our show, we would love to talk to you. Call us at 888-979-8783, or you can submit your question on our website at seniorprovisions.com.
And we want to thank Thrivent Financial for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. And you can contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE. Thank you, Thrivent Financial.
So that's a great list, how to beat the winter blues.
Yeah, you raced right through that, and now we're looking at a clock that we have some time on, so I don't know what the racing was for.
Well, do you want to go back over some of the tips?
Combining hot yoga with goats and music and aromatherapy, which I don't know with the goats, the aromatherapy is probably going to work out well.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tease our show for next week, because that's what our producer's scribbling on the back of that sheet right now. Tease the show for next week. Here's what we're going to have next week. It is one of my favorite holidays. Not our producers, though.
No, we already talked about it.
He doesn't like Valentine's Day. He just stuck his tongue out. So I love Valentine's Day. So we are going to actually do a heart healthy show next week. We're going to talk about great heart health, ways to have a great heart health.
And finally, you sound like me.
I know. You're rubbing off on me. And also ways to show your love. So that's going to be great. And our producer is going to be sick through the whole show.
Yes. We'll have to give him like a pound block of chocolate to gnaw on while we're going through it.
So just to recap how you can find us, you can find us at our website at seniorprovisions.com. We are on Facebook at Facebook.com/seniorprovisions and Facebook.com/harvestradioshow. And we are on Instagram at Senior Provisions. We are so glad that you're here, that you joined us today. Don't forget Philippians 4:19, God will provide for all your needs. Have a great week. God bless.